CEO Steve Watkins points to a picture of children with polio breaking ground for the current Lifescape Hospital back in 1948. He says specialized care isn't the only thing that's changed since then.
As we've seen autism grow from 1 in 150 to 1 in 59 in just about 5 years, and then we see the disabilities coming in at 1 in 6 children now, you add that along with the population boom, particularly of Sioux Falls. In 1948, there were less than 50,000 people in Sioux Falls.
Watkins says most Lifescape residents have three separate diagnoses, ranging from physical disabilities to developmental and behavioral difficulties, which requires complex approaches to care. He adds there's a wait list for autism therapy, but he can't hire enough therapists.
We've looked for a year with two national firms, and they've provided one.
But Watkins hopes putting the new Lifescape facilities within walking distance of healthcare classes will mean he can recruit therapists and other specialized caregivers locally. University of South Dakota Dean of Health Sciences, Haifa Samra, agrees and says the announcement also means opportunities for research partnerships and breakthroughs in care.
It's a win-win, and the greatest winner is going to be the adults and children with disabilities and the community and the citizens of South Dakota.
The new facilities will replace Lifescape's current locations on 26th and 18th Streets in Sioux Falls. The total cost is expected to reach $62 million. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.